Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can fill that God-shaped vacuum within an individual's spirit. He's the only one who can fill our life with joy and with peace and with eternal life. How good it is to know the true and the living God. I'm delighted you've joined us again today, beloved, and I trust that you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 5, and we're discussing how that God uses tribulation in the life of a believer to his glory and for our good. For tribulation works patience. It teaches us to be patient. It teaches us to wait upon the Lord. It teaches us that God has a plan and a purpose and a will for every trial, every difficulty, every situation that arises in the life of the believer. And it teaches us to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. He will accomplish his purpose through the trial, through the test, and use it for his glory. And patience teaches us experience. As we learn to wait upon the Lord, we learn that God is faithful. We learn that God has a purpose and a reason for what he's allowing and what he is doing in our life. And experience teaches us hope. Hope makes not ashamed. It teaches us that we can know our Father loves us and is at work in and through our life, and we can know that he's going to work out whatever the problem, the trial, the difficulty, the hardship is for our good, for his glory. That's why Romans 8:28 and 29 states that we know that all things, and we know it's something we can be certain of, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And remember, it doesn't say that all things are good. Oftimes there's heartache, oftimes there's sorrow, oftimes there's great grief, and we don't understand why. But I remember the old song, further along, we'll know all about it. Further along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll know all about it in the by and by. The Lord has a plan and a goal and a purpose, and he is trustworthy. And so walk by faith and not by sight. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct, he will guide your path. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness, beloved. Trust him. Lean not to your own understanding. Even as God led the children of Israel through the wilderness, he had a plan. He had a purpose. He was their source of supply. He provided every need for them. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their garments did not wax old in that full period of time. God, he did miraculously. He did amazing things for them. And beloved, he loves you and he loves me just as much as he loved them. The Word of God says God is no respecter of persons. And beloved, he loves you just as much as he loves me. And he's able to work in your life and do for you the same thing that he does in and through our life. I had no idea, as a young man, how God would take my life and use it for His glory, but I yielded to Him, and I said, Lord, I'm yours, and you can take my life and use it for your glory. I remember trying to serve God in my own energy and in my own ability and in my own strength, only to run my own life and make a lot of smoke, but not much fire. And then I remember the day when the Lord taught me to yield to His Lordship and allow Him to be Lord in every area, in every situation, in every circumstance, to cast my care upon Him because He cared for me. And I remember that day that I prayed, Lord, I am yours, and you can do with me, in me, and through me whatever you want to do, no matter what it costs, no matter what it involves, no matter what it may mean. And God took me at my word, and He tested me to see if I really meant it. I well remember the day that my wife and I and our children were on deputation. We had come back from Hawaii, where we had ministered for 23 years, seeking to start churches over there. And we were on furlough, home to report to our churches. And we were in Wilmington, Delaware. I came down with a virus. We went in to see a doctor. He found some lumps in lymph glands and said, you may have lung cancer. You need to get it checked out. I wanted to pray, Lord, don't let me have cancer. Don't let me have cancer. But then I remembered I'd told the Lord He could do with me, in me, and through me whatever He wanted to do, no matter what it cost, no matter what it involved, no matter what it might mean. I was His to do with as He saw fit. I remember as we were driving back, we had three drivers beside myself because our two older children were old enough to drive and had driver's license, and we drove from Delaware back down to Texas where we had a doctor, and he said, get down here and we'll have everything checked out. And on the way, I wanted to pray, Lord, don't let me have cancer. But then I remembered what the Lord had said, and so from my heart, as I was having chills, and I remember being so sick, I cried out to the Lord from my inner being, and I said, Lord, your will be done. And I had the most wonderful peace of God as I sensed the Spirit of God speaking to my inner spirit and saying, Bob, you can trust the Lord. You can trust me. And I did. And He took care of the matter. I didn't have lung cancer, but I found out that my energy level was below 20%, and it's supposed to be 100%, and I had to take off for a couple of months for a total rest and get my body back in shape again. And the doctor radically changed our diet, and it was a tremendous benefit and blessing to our life. But at the time, I didn't understand. But God had a purpose and had a reason, and it was a growing experience and a blessed experience, I might say. So tribulation worketh patience, and patience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, the love of God! How wonderful is the love of God! And how wonderful it is to experience that wonderful love. Oh, my friend, if you've never experienced the love of God, if you've never come to know Him as your Savior, you do not know what you're missing out on. You're missing out on real living. Real life begins when an individual accepts the Lord Jesus as Savior and receives Him into their heart. The difference between living without Christ and living with Christ is like back years ago when polio was an epidemic and people with polio were put in iron lungs. They were still living, but they couldn't go anywhere, they couldn't do anywhere, they had to be fed, And, oh, it was a terrible experience. It was an existence. It wasn't living. That's what it's like to not know Jesus as Savior and to walk through life. It's not real living. But when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, you enter into freedom. Freedom from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. And you enter into liberty, glorious liberty. Liberty that's only available through the Lord Jesus Christ from sin and from its bondage, from its control, and from its dominion. It doesn't mean you won't have problems. Oh, no. You'll have plenty of problems. But you have someone to go through those problems with. And you are able to trust that the Lord has a reason and a purpose for each problem, which He does. And He's able to use it for your good and for His glory. Oh, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord. Verse 6, for when we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Yes, before I was even born, Jesus Christ died with me in mind. And in the fullness of time, I came to know Him as Savior and enter into life eternal. So that I'm never going to die, beloved. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you're never going to die either. Yesterday, we received a phone call about a godly brother who had slipped away into the presence of the Lord. His body had stopped functioning. His heart had stopped beating. And he left the body. He graduated to glory. And he's in glory today, seeing and beholding and enjoying things that are beyond our comprehension and beyond our imagination. But if you want a little glimpse of where he is, read the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And there you'll get a little glimpse of heaven and the glory of heaven. Oh, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, to cry out to Him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave, and I ask You to come into my life. I trust You and nothing else to save and deliver me from the bondage of sin and to give to me that gift of eternal life. Beloved, just simple prayer like that. He will hear that cry, for His Holy Spirit is closer than the sound of my voice. His Holy Spirit's right there, convicting you of sin, drawing you to Jesus. And if right now you'll open your life to Him, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ will move right into your spirit.